This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. Kia ora and welcome to the Pet Podcast. Pet is a dark and humorous short story collection that explores our relationships with children, lovers and other animals. The stories in this collection were written by Catherine Van Beek. In episode 11, Fool's Gold, Farming and Motherhood Collide, read by Helen Fernley. This podcast contains strong language. Please use discretion.
In summer, when the tussock is gilded by light, Hamish and I run Prospector's Lodge in our old gold rush town. We're known for our venison pies. In autumn, before the town turns white, Hamish hitches the converted horse trailer to our camper van, and we go mining for the farming dollar. This will be my last season for a while. It's taken 5 years and $23,000, but at last we've got a mini All Black baking. We start with jobs in Ranfurly and Palmerston. It's shaping up to be a hard winter, and the farmers aren't happy with the news we deliver. We spend an icy night in Oamaru, where our trailer attracts the attention of local steampunks. A man in a top hat admires the neat rows of rivets on the steel encasement, but the technology within is far from Victorian. I go to bed with a hat on and still wake up cold. We drink steaming instant coffees on the campervan step before driving to our next job. It's one of those farms with a sign out the front: abortion stops a beating heart. It's ironic given the circumstances, but we're just here to provide information. We're not here to judge. The farmer stomps through the mud towards us. "I've had a heck of a time with fetal wastage," he says, instead of saying hello. "Ian?" I ask, extending a hand. He shakes it. "Embryo transfers. Waste of bloody money." Hamish sets up the trailer. Ian's teenagers jump on quad bikes, round up the deer hinds and herd them through the crush. The hinds struggle past me one by one, and I scan their bellies. Ian stands nearby with two cans of paint. Pregnant hinds get green dots. Barren hinds get red dots. Pregnant hinds with smaller, less profitable fetuses get red dots. The quad bikes buzz away and Ian trudges off into a shed. Hamish slides the scanner under my jacket. "How's our little fawn?" he asks. We both look at the screen. The last time we did this, the image on the monitor danced. Today, it's a frozen lake. "Fuck," Hamish says. He throws the scanner on the ground. He shoves the gear into the trailer, kicks it shut, and then kicks it again. I stare down at the dark mud coagulating around my gumboots. Ian emerges from the shed and approaches me, one hand outstretched. "For you," he says, handing me a shrink-wrapped package. "Thank you," I say. I hold the venison to my chest. The wind is sharp against my fingers.
The Pet Podcast was written by Catherine Van Beek and produced at ORFM, Otapoti, Dunedin. Music is by Jolyn Mulholland. The intros and outros are read by me, Tina Toontables. Thank you to Creative New Zealand and New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible. You can listen again and find further episodes of Pet at ORFM. That's oar.org.nz. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.